Meeting with Serbian President Tomislav Nikolic in Belgrade late Saturday, Xi Jinping has announced the two sides have agreed to upgrade their bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The Chinese president says the move is a major step forward in China's foreign policy toward Central and Eastern Europe.
China and Serbia have agreed to lift our relations to a comprehensive partnership and sign a joint statement to this end. This signifies a breakthrough in our bilateral ties and sets a new precedent in China's foreign relations with Central and Eastern European countries. It is an affirmation of China and Serbia ties and will bring about a new chapter and new opportunities to our future cooperation.
Xi Jinping says the new agreement, while on the surface may appear symbolic, is actually going to translate into concrete action.
Practical cooperation is the most important aspect of China-Serbia relations. We have agreed on deepening mutually beneficial cooperation, expanding the cooperation of major projects in the future. We'll concentrate on important areas, such as infrastructure, production capacities, and agriculture. We'll strive to improve the quality, depth, and range of joint efforts to realize truly beneficial cooperation.
The new joint statement also covers areas such as trade, investment, finance, culture, education, healthcare, and technology. As part of Xi Jinping's visit, China's central bank has also signed a currency swap deal worth 1.5 billion yuan with the National Bank of Serbia. The three-year agreement also includes an option for a future extension. For his part, Tomislav Nikolic says Serbia is committed to work with China on regional and global issues.
President Xi Jinping's initiative to strengthen the role of China through the One Belt, One Road program will enable countries along its road to strengthen their connection, to exchange technologies and knowledge, employ resources and manpower. In that sense, Serbia is ready to become the most important partner of China, and not only in the Balkan region.
Late last year, a consortium of Chinese companies began the construction of the Serbian section of the Serbia-Hungary Railway. Covering a total distance of 184 kilometers in Serbia, the railway will shorten the travel time between Budapest and Belgrade from 8 hours to less than 3. Nikolic says the project is going to play an integral role in regional development.
For us, the modernization of the Hungary-Serbia railway has a special significance, along with other projects of transport by land, maritime and river network between China and Serbia. That is a chance for the development of the whole region and also for the economic development in general.
21 other agreements have also been signed between China and Serbia, ranging in areas from economics, infrastructure, energy and finance to defense, technology, culture and the media. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.